changes the way they think, they're going to perish in that. And that's what they were made to be. Unless, like I said, I've lived in sin. But the truth is, from a child, I was very ashamed of my sins. And very vexed over them. It's the truth about me. I always knew that wasn't for me. So the idea of being righteous to me is a very appealing thing. But I don't just want to claim to be righteous, you know, and lie to you. And make myself out to be something when I'm nothing. To claim to have the power of God when I have nothing. I really want to have it, but I do really also believe I'm going to get it. That's good news. If the Son abides forever, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. So if we commit sin, we serve sin. Whoever commits sin is of the devil. That's what the apostle taught, Apostle John, 1 John chapter 3. But he that is of God, here's God's words, and he that is of God, what does it say precisely? It says, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. Doth not commit sin. People say, well, that means habitually. Whatever you want to call it. Righteousness plus 1% unrighteousness is 100% unrighteous. That's what, people say, well, any righteousness you would do would be a filthy rag. Well, that would be, your righteousness is 99% righteous, 1% unrighteous. That's the righteousness of man, which is a filthy rag to God. He likes things spotless, perfect, unblemished. If you were to obtain perfect righteousness, that would not be your righteousness. That would be God's righteousness. It's a righteousness that mirrors his. It's the only kind that's worth having. Everything else, my nightmare would be to be 99% righteous and be deceived and thinking I was 100%. I want to have it all. Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, effeminate. It means soft. That is fine clothing, or in a figurative sense, a catamite, which is a boy used in sodomy. Right? What it means is are you a pitcher or a catcher? The catcher is the effeminate. Not always. I'm not going to, stereotype those people, but I'm just saying, soft men. Effeminate is a nice translation of this word. Because that kind of, moikos. I'm sorry, that's adulterers. Malakos is, whatever. Effeminate. Sissy. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's arsen o coitus. The word arsen is man. Coitus. You ever heard of coitus? We actually use that word in English. It's a scientific term that means sexual intercourse. Coitus. Arson coitus. Man coitus. So it means a sodomite. Interesting. Coitus, they call it. Oh, it's coitus. Coitus, sexual intercourse. It is. Coitus is actually means a couch. By implication, cohabitation. And by implication, male sperm. It can also mean. It all depends on the context. Here it doesn't mean that. But, you get the idea. It's sex. Men with men. Man coitus. So effeminate and abuses themselves with mankind. It kind of gets both sides, He doesn't want to just pick on it. Because you know, not all homosexuals are effeminate, right? They're not all like all girly and that stereotypical. I'm not gonna mock it right now, and I could imitate that. I've done that in the past. I'm not gonna do it. There's not just that side of it. There's also the other side, which are men who appear in every way to be men. They're not effeminate. You know, they're not doing that. They are, but that's what they like men. Nor thieves. Covetous is right in there with homosexuals. Covetous. Because people always like to, they know that that's wrong. I know one thing, that it's people who do that, that's wrong. In our church, we don't have any of that, no. We don't have any of that arson coitus. Oh, I just wish I had what Susie has. I go home and berate my husband to go make more money so I can have what Susie has. Oh, I'm going to think about what Susie has all night. I got to have what Susie has. Nor drunkards. Drunkards? And you know, that's the thing. It's like, to the world, you know, to men who are macho men, you know, homosexuals are, you know, very fags, and they look down on those people as they drink their beers down and with their buddies and think of themselves as real men. So I know, because it's like I was a drunkard. If you've offended in one point of the law, James says, you've offended all. So I'm also a man of coitus, whatever. I mean, you know, by virtue of that. Revilers. And it's abusive. It says, a black guard. I always used to think, when I heard in like a television show or something, you blackguard, you know, it's actually a black guard. It is someone who is watching out for evil over someone, you know. Imagine like someone who is laying in wait to